Virtuoso American cellist Zul Bailey and guests will perform works by Bach, Brahms, Chopin, and Mendelssohn at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on Friday night at 8 o'clock as a benefit for the Bach Cello Suites Workshop to be held this summer at Russell Sage College in Troy. For this concert, a celebration of cherished works for the cello, Zul Bailey will be accompanied by concert pianist Nava Perlman, daughter of Itzhak Perlman and frequent collaborator with Zul. The Bach Cello Suites Workshop's primary focus is to hold an annual one-week residential workshop on the Bach Cello Suites for adult amateur cellists. The inaugural workshop will take place August 2nd through the 8th at Russell Sage College in Troy, New York. Now, with all of that information out, we welcome the co-founders of Bach Cello Suites Workshop. It's Mark Violette.
Good morning, Joe. Yes, Mark Violette. Great to be here.
And it's Margaret Lanou.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Mark Violette and Margaret Lanou are the co-founders of the Bach Cello Suites Workshop. They join us now, and we will soon, we're hoping to have Zul Bailey with us. We are trying to, he was going to join us by phone, and he's probably practicing.
He may very well, yes. He's got a busy schedule.
He'll be, hopefully be with us in a few moments. So we're trying to ring him now.
He's,
so we'll see what happens.
He's in Virginia. I think he did a program in Williamsburg last night. So.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, artists, they got to sleep it off. That's fine. It's very nice to have the two of you. So tell us a little bit about this event and how this how long has this been around?
Joe, it's less than a year. I'm sitting here behind the microphone. And I'm looking at Margaret and we're exchanging glances. It was probably, it was last June. So coming up on a year now, we had just come back from a great trip to Spain and southern France to celebrate our 30th wedding anniversary. And in the course of that trip, we had spent a fair amount of time on the trail of or visiting sites that were very closely related and associated with the great cellist Pablo Casals, who was born in Spain, near right. Barcelona, and who, during the Spanish Civil War in the 1930s, exiled himself to the south of France. That's a long way of saying that when we got back home after our two-week trip, we were sitting on the deck of our screened-in porch last June on two or three long summer evenings, sort of eating late dinners and looking at each other and wondering, why was it that I, as a late starter cellist, I picked the instrument up as a 55-year-old, so why was it that I could not find anywhere on the planet a workshop for adult amateur cellists to really take a deep dive into the Bach Cello Suites, which is the Everest, iconic pieces of music for solo cello performance. And on those two or three consecutive late, long evenings, dwindling over long dinners, Margaret and I looked at each other over the table, and at one moment, we just had this look between us. Let's do it. So we have. I was like, hey, let's put on a show, kids.
And I assume you would tell a similar story, Margaret. You agree with his version, yes?
Yeah, it was really his brainstorm. It was not something that I thought was going to be in our lives, but now it's sort of hard to imagine our lives without it. I played cello as a child and had given it up, hadn't really thought about going back to it, but I have a background in I worked for some of your listeners will remember the Albany League of Arts, which
sure.
is, you know, one of those arts councils that
Absolutely.
Has gone away. But so I have some background in putting on events and now a librarian and, you know, done a lot of conference organizing and things like that. So we thought between the two of us, we have the skills to sort of do all the background work. But
between the two of us, we have like one really good brain. One between the two of us.
Oh, isn't that a sweet thing for your husband?
But that's all you need.
Well, lately we've been saying that quite a bit.
Isn't that lovely? Mark and Margaret are here, and we also welcome Zul Bailey to the program as well. As we mentioned, Zul will be doing the benefit, which is May 8th. That's this Friday, May 8th at 8 o'clock at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, and he'll be doing the benefit for the workshop, which will take place in August from the 2nd to the 8th at Russell Sage, and we'll talk about that workshop in just a moment, but we do welcome Zul Bailey to the program. Zul, thank you very much for being with us.
Hi, good morning. It's great to be here.
Very nice to have you here. So we've been talking about this Bach Cello Suites workshop, and what do you make of work like this, of being done to have workshops like this and their importance?
Well, I think cellos are, first of all, a different whole breed. The fact is that they're such community people, and they tend to gravitate towards each other and inspire each other, and to bring together people who enjoy that already around the centerpiece being our musical Bible, which are the Bach Cello Suites, is kind of a perfect storm. And I really tilt my hat to Margaret and Mark, because they have created such excitement with this idea for people who just genuinely love music, friendship, Bach, and the cello.
Why is this work considered the Bible? What is so special about it for us as an audience, but also especially for the cellist?
Well, I think it goes back down to the fact that you know, when music is given to us as interpreters, we're given all the directions on how to do it. We're kind of in a way in a straitjacket of you do these things and you then tap into what the composer wanted, meaning follow the directions, the dynamics, the tempos, the phrasings, the bowings. The composers give you everything, like a great recipe. In the case of the Bach cellos, which you've got the greatest composer, I think that's arguably the case, and in his case, they lost his music. And so what we have is not his manuscript, but we have a copy of the music that people heard other people do of his music. So Anna Magdalena, his second wife, and other interpreters, and they all are a little different, and they all have very few, if any, markings in them. So long story short, we don't have the directions. Mm. We have a guide, but the guide kind of exposes us, and for the first time in our history as cellists, we have to make decisions based on what? We have to make decisions based on life. We have to make decisions based on inspiration, knowledge, history, the moment we're in. And so it unlike any other piece of music, probes who we are and where we come from and why we're doing this. And so that's kind of the reference that I use in that, our musical Bible, because it's a guide. It's a guide for exploration, of music, of life, and so you can really use this music to develop yourself, but also through, I think, one of the most magnificent instruments, which is the one that's most like the human voice, which is basically kind of channeling ourselves through it. So and my personal journey was that way as well. And so when these forces came together, this dynamic duo in front of you, and coming to me, the conversation was very quickly to the point, because when I speak about Bach or play Bach, I have the same view of it as they do as well.
So let us talk for a moment, Mark and Margaret, about the workshop itself. August 2nd through the 8th at Russell Sage College in Troy. So what do you want to accomplish during those days?
This is going to be a phenomenal opportunity for a relatively small group of adult amateur cellists to come together for a week and essentially take a deep dive into the Bach Cello Suites. I have to say, I have to sort of like hit the pause button and say, Margaret and I came up with this idea in June. We just had this visceral sense that the concept, the notion of Bach Cello Suites, it made immense sense. We fairly quickly found a home for it at Russell Sage College. The people there have been great to work with. But it wasn't until early September when Zuhl and I had an hour-long phone call. He was in Alaska. I was here sitting in the offices of a website developer because we were building a website. Zuhl called me on the urging of his agent in Manhattan. we talked for an hour, at the end of which, you know, I mean, I pitched the whole concept to Zuhl, and at the end of which, and I don't know to this day whether Zuhl regrets this or not, but he said, I'm in. And that's an exact quote. He said, this is a fantastic idea. I'm in. And then in September, we're off to the races. Our cellists, we are taking reservations, you know, now. People are registering for the workshop. And we've got cellists. This is the only workshop of its kind on the planet, to the best of our knowledge. And if any of your very, very erudite listeners knows differently, let us know. But to the best of our knowledge, there never has been a Bach Cello Suites workshop in the States. There has not been one in Europe. There isn't currently one anywhere that we can find. And both Margaret and I are very good researchers, so we can find no evidence of this. We are receiving registrations now from adult amateur cellists who are, at least in their materials that they share with us when they fill out our registration forms online, they're jumping at the chance to do this kind of thing. They're coming to Troy from obviously here in the Capital District area, but we've got cellists coming to take part in this workshop from Massachusetts and New Jersey, Maryland, coming from Virginia and Wisconsin, Texas, Arizona, California, and British Columbia, so we can now say we're an international organization. But they tell us great things. There's Gene in Madison, Wisconsin, who says, I love this music, meaning the Bach Cello Suites, and my long-term goal is to play whatever I am capable of playing as beautifully as I can. The fact that much of this music will always be beyond my reach doesn't make me any less curious. And that goes to the spark of middle-aged and older cellists who still want to keep improving. They still want to get their fingers into this music, no matter how challenging it is, and keep going. We've got Nikki from Cape Cod, who's coming to the workshop, who said, it took me all of 1 minute to decide I needed to register for this. And I'll just share one more really quickly. A cellist named Jeff from Boston, who's coming to the workshop, who walked into a music store in Boston. He saw one of our posters that Margaret and I had dropped off there about a month ago. And he said, I was floored because I never expected an opportunity like this to present itself right now. Plus, what a wonderful subject to organize a workshop around. And then he goes on to say, I just found out about your workshop yesterday, and I jumped on the chance to participate, and my wife will not divorce me for my impetuousness. This is the kind of resonance that we're stirring up or getting. And a major part of this is because Margaret and I have put together the infrastructure of what promises to be a unique and amazing week of cello playing, cello music. But it took Zuhl to be like the final ingredient in the recipe to pull it all together. You know, we made a great bowl of Jell-O, but Zuhl is the one that made it firm up, because everybody in the cello world, in this country and far beyond our borders, knows Zuhl Bailey because he's such an iconic performer that as soon as people saw or learned that Zuhl Bailey is the artistic director for this workshop, they dived right into it.
It obviously certainly adds a lot. I just want to remind, we're out of time, but I just want to remind people that the actual workshop takes place August 2nd through the 8th, but Zuhl Bailey and Friends will be performing this Friday night, May 8th at 8 o'clock at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. This is all a benefit for this effort, for this seminar and workshop that'll be taking place in August. And Zuhl, what can people expect from the show on Friday night?
Kind of what I described about cellists, the camaraderie, great music, inspiration, groups, gaggles of cellists. You're going to have
gaggles of cellists.
I hope that's the right word.
Yeah, I like it.
You have Nava Perlman will be joining me. So we'll be doing cello, piano masterworks. I'll be performing a Bach cello suite, actually the one that started it all, number one. We'll be performing works by Brahms, Mendelssohn, who, again, this all kind of intertwines through. Mendelssohn is the one who kind of put Bach back on the planet of discussion with all his money and influence. Chopin, who fell in love with the cello, and in fact, his final work that he ever wrote as a piano-centric composer was the cello sonata. But we're going to be performing the Chopin Polonaise Brilliante, and then I'm going to be joined by several cellists from the region, to play incredible transcriptions where you'll hear a cello quartet and just kind of the sounds of heaven with four cellists playing together, and you'll see more smiles during that time than you've probably seen all year long.
I'll cut in on Zul just for a moment to mention that the three local cellists are great Albany area cellists, Erica Picard, Petya Kasarova, and Andre Laurent O'Neill. And anybody in the cello world in this area knows those names, and they are going to join Zul on stage for a marvelous pop-up cello quartet playing some amazing stuff.
It's Friday night, May 8th at 8 o'clock at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. You can find out more information by going to troymusichall.org. You can also find out about the workshop by going to bachcellosuitesworkshop.org. It's bcsw.org as well, bcsw.org or bachcellosuitesworkshop.org. Mark, Margaret, Zul, thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. Have a wonderful, wonderful event on Friday night and great work in August as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks,
great
Joe.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.